PR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In the second largest initial stock offering in history, Facebook shares are now trading. They just started minutes ago with an opening price of $38 a share. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, its trajectory from here is anyone's guess.
Zuckerberg was smiling and hugging Facebook executives, and, well, he should be. As of its offering share price, Zuckerberg's stock is now worth around $20 billion, the company itself around $100 billion. That gives Facebook a higher market valuation than even Amazon.com or McDonald's. That's led to plenty of warnings that average investors should probably not buy the stock blindly at any price. There are a long list of tech IPOs with tremendous hype and excitement, but that months or years later fizzled out. Facebook does have nearly a billion people using it around the world, but there's still a big question mark about how much money the company can actually make. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
President Obama announced a $3 billion food security initiative in Washington today aimed at alleviating hunger in Africa.
I consider this a moral imperative. As the wealthiest nation on earth, I believe the United States has a moral obligation to lead the fight against hunger and malnutrition and to partner with others.
The president speaking at the Ronald Reagan Federal Building in Washington this morning. He says food security is critically important to focus on the urgent challenge facing a billion people around the world, the injustice of chronic hunger. The initiative is being funded by 45 private companies. Thousands of protesters are gathering in Chicago today as that city prepares to host dozens of world leaders for a NATO summit there this weekend. As NPR's David Shaper reports, Chicago police officials say they're ready for anything.
When drones fly, children die. Stop the wars now.
Already there have been small protest rallies every day in Chicago this week, including this one Thursday outside of President Obama's campaign headquarters. Thousands are expected for a noontime rally today, and a huge rally and march is planned for Sunday. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says the city's police force stands ready.
We're equipped, we're trained, we're ready to go. We've got great plans.
One key element to dealing with the protests this weekend, McCarthy says, will be for his officers to have thick skin, because he says the demonstrators are sure to berate, taunt, curse at, and try to provoke the police. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Meanwhile, the president, ahead of that Chicago meeting, heads to Camp David in Maryland this weekend for a summit with eight leaders of the world's biggest economies. Protesters from Occupy Wall Street movement in Baltimore are already heading to the area, planning to protest tomorrow. On Wall Street at this hour, positive territory, the Dow up 21 points at 12,464, the Nasdaq up 5 at 2,819, the S&P 500 is up 4 points. This is NPR News. The Federal Aviation Administration says it made a mistake when it exempted cargo planes from rules preventing pilot fatigue. It now says it will revisit the issue. The FAA issued the pilot rule overhaul in December, but the rule only applied to passenger jets. Cargo airlines lobbied strongly for an exemption, saying it would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. But the union for UPS sued, saying it couldn't find a justification for that cost estimate. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is to speak to students at Georgetown University today. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports the address has turned commencement weekend into a controversy.
Sebelius is not the commencement speaker, just one of a dozen featured speakers, but some Catholics are outraged. They say the architect of the requirement that Catholic universities and hospitals offer birth control coverage should not be honored. Stephen Schneck at Catholic University, who understands Georgetown's position, says the political climate makes a choice more incendiary.
This comes at a time when Catholics, and especially the bishops in the United States, are very much paying attention to the issue of religious liberty and find Secretary Sebelius right at the center of that firestorm.
Georgetown says Sebelius's views do not necessarily represent its own, but welcomes the free exchange of ideas. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
A key test Saturday for space flight in the U.S. as a privately owned rocket lifts off for a practice run to the International Space Station. The White House has a plan to cut the cost of space flight services. If successful, this privately owned SpaceX will become the first private company to reach the $100 billion outpost. From Washington, I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.